Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Keep it fair, will you?
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope we're having a nice little Monday. Sports Bros here. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. Ryan Buckley's here. It is pouring rain outside.
Yeah, the rain's back most of the week.
But that's okay.
Good thing you're going to Salina, Kansas.
Yeah, it's sunny and 90 degrees there.
Can't wait for that hot U-Haul drive from Salina to Portland.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out a way to watch the PGA Championship because we leave Saturday.
Well, you just put the phone on the old dashboard. And
yeah, is that right? Legal?
No. But you're going to do it.
I think I am.
I once in traffic watched the Buffalo Bills play a Thursday night football game that way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all...
Yeah, right.
We've all done that.
Sure.
And we have also... Come on, let's be honest. We've all also wondered, with those screens that they're putting in new cars now, why can't those just be TVs?
Well, you can... It's illegal.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I had an aftermarket system put in a Cadillac. This was years and years ago. And I guess I shouldn't say the name of the place. But you can bypass that. And I could play things on my screen.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're saying that you owned a Cadillac.
Yes.
I remember that Cadillac. The red one?
Yes.
You put a TV in it?
Well,
on the main console?
So I put in a better stereo in it. And so the stereo was a big flat screen, you know, touch screen. And then you could use the backup camera in that. And the guy where I installed it, for a couple extra bucks, he modified it where I could watch.
TV.
Or
so
any
you just like could flip through channels on your
no, but you had to have like this was back. I don't even think I had streaming options, but you could play DVDs or whatever, and you could watch them. And then as it got older and it had internet capabilities on my phone, you could watch like YouTube videos and stuff. I didn't have any streaming options at the time, but I could play YouTube videos. I could play DVDs.
But if you did have streaming options, you could just stream it up to that.
Yes,
dude.
Because I could cast from I could. Well, that was before casting. You could plug my phone into it,
yeah,
and then anything that was on my phone, you could watch on the screen.
So I'm guessing then
I think it was like 50 extra bucks to the guy. And he kind of...
50 bucks?
Yeah.
And that was in like, you know, what year was that?
Probably? Oh, God, that was like... I mean, that was...
15 years ago?
15 years ago.
Yeah, so I mean, I can't imagine what's out there now.
What DVDs did you pop in there?
Don't worry about it. It's just... I think it was the 1986 classic Let's Go, Mets Go, as I would drive around. I do remember once driving down to the Coats and I watched Flash Gordon.
Okay.
But it was long time.
I want one now.
You what?
I want one.
Well, again, don't know what you can do with the factory stuff, but I'm
going to ask the U-Haul people when I pick up the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Maybe be like, hey, does this have a TV in it?
I do remember specifically like... him showing me all the capabilities and then being like, yeah, you can't watch anything on there. And me being like, oh, that kind of sucks. I wish there was something, you know, you could do about that. And then the guy being like, well, you know, maybe there is. And me being like, well,
slide me 50.
How much might that cost someone?
I love, by the way, am I the only one that loves when the guy is offering you like an illegal hack, but he can't just come out and say, hey, do you want this? Because it's illegal. So you kind of have to play like the game back and forth. Like back in the day.
Yeah, I don't play that game.
No?
I'd be very bad at recognizing that game.
Oh.
Like even if he hinted, I would not pick up on it.
Really?
Well, I'm a very, you know me, I'm a very by the book man.
No.
Very principled.
I love the, moral. You know, hey, what are we?
Yeah, you on the other hand.
I like to operate in the margins.
Yeah, you're looking for those combos.
Mm-hmm. And if you, I think you put out a vibe that lets that installer or that worker know.
That's the hard part, right there.
Yeah,
it's like, how do you do that? What do you allude to wanting a? I mean, what do you do? How do you do that? I would never, like, I wouldn't have the balls to ask.
Mm.
So how do I I start that conversation? It's like I'm looking. It's like I'm on the black market looking for drugs.
Yeah. Next time you get like a contractor over your house and like, you know, it's like, hey, maybe so we could do something off the books. Maybe we couldn't.
Guy looks at Isaac. He's like, you're a cop, aren't you?
No, I just want a TV. I want to watch the PGA Championship.
I just found that a lot of times if you put out that vibe, you can kind of pick up on it, and then a deal is negotiated, and next thing you know, you're watching DVDs on your
But I mean, listen.
Your caddy
screen.
Is
it really awful? This is going to be bad.
Yeah.
But is it really awful if you have your phone playing something and it's up?
I don't think it's good.
If it's up at eye level?
I think it's... I think
I mean, we look at our GPS all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
But you don't watch your GPS.
I know. You don't really watch the TV either, though.
Well, I guarantee if it's a big putt, you might.
People have those phone mounts.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, people are watching.
Like if
stuff.
You put exactly, you put it up by the rearview mirror.
Hmm.
It's not bad, is it?
This guy's saying they still sell the box hookup for you to stream in your car. I see the ads all the time on Instagram. There's always a way around things, you know.
Well, I mean, we can get it on our phones now. I'm just saying, like. Is it really that awful if you're watching something while driving?
Probably. And I think that the problem is that if you end up running some like poor dude over in a crosswalk and they find out that you were watching,
well, yeah,
like Say Yes to the Dress or what is it that you watch? What was your
He's
wife?
He's gonna
was
be
watching.
Like Scotty was two back with three to play. I had to watch this putt.
No, I was thinking what your wife was watching some horse crap show the other day.
She was watching
Prison Wives.
Prison Wives. Yeah. You run some poor kid over in a crosswalk, and then they're able to go back in your phone and be like, "Sir, you were streaming Prison Wives." Well, guess what? Guess who's about to become a prison wife? You.
That is fair, but it's the risk I think you know some people are willing to take. Not me though.
Yeah. I assume anytime I see one of those big rigs going down the road, I guarantee that dude's got something going on big rig.
Right? Because half the time they're swerving and not paying attention. Not half the time.
But yeah.
You truck drivers are great. I'm just saying.
Well, now you got the self-driving cars. Guarantee that person's watching something.
But it's
in
not
his
even
Tesla.
That. It's like the people are looking at their text messages anyway. You ever see the car that slows down? Like,
oh, yeah.
They're going, you know, you guys are all going like 70, and all of a sudden they slow down to like 50. Yeah. It's because they're checking their stupid messages.
Or maybe they dropped a nugget or something. I can't handle that.
If I hate that.
If I drop something on the floor, I can't wait till I stop. It bothers me. I'm afraid that it's going to go underneath my seat and then be lost forever.
See, this is my point. Look, it's not good to watch TV while driving, okay? I know that. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people do all kinds of weird stuff while they're driving.
Sure.
That distracts them. Yeah. And I mean all kinds. Because, you know why? Because driving is boring. That's why. So when you're sitting there, people are fishing for a chicken nuggie, or they're streaming something on Netflix, or they're looking at a text message, or they're playing with their music.
To look for porn, Dan.
I mean, it's
porn.
You know, it's kind of like when they legalized sports gambling, right? It's like people were doing it anyway.
Why to look for porn, Dan. Porn.
But opens the floodgates. You screw up.
Yeah.
Consequences are on you.
Absolutely. It's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Well, that was regrettable. The entire segment, we got to nothing. If you're tuning in...
How did we even get there?
Well, you said I have to go to Salina.
Oh, and then, you said you had to watch the PGA Championship, and could you legally?
It's raining, so I've got to... Yeah. So anyway, let's get back on track here. The Blazers, the NBA draft lottery has already occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the big...
The Blazers are not picking one.
They are not.
They are picking 1-1.
Neither is Danny Ainge.
Double. You know Danny Ainge is...
Dude,
furious
he's
got to
right be
now.
Livid.
Yes, the fix is in.
Because and look, this is a an argument in favor of those who don't like the tank.
Maybe that's the conspiracy that the league is saying. This is what you get when you tank, jerks.
Dude, we've got a lot of conspiracy theories here.
Yeah.
So let's get to them next. The Blazers will pick 11th. The Dallas Mavericks got the number one pick. They had 1.8% odds of landing the number one pick, and they got it.
How
come
convenient.
On, man. The NBA, the fix is in, and we will talk about it next on The Fam. All right, the NBA draft lottery happened tonight. The Blazers were represented by Tumani Kamara, and he did a terrible job.
He's more of a defensive player. We needed an offensive guy out there grabbing balls because it didn't work.
Yeah, the Blazers had a 63% chance of landing the number 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
They actually ended up with the number 11 pick.
Yeah. Come on down, Kong Knipple. Although, in most drafts, he's actually slated to go before the Blazers pick.
Oh, don't worry. He'll drop to the Blazers right where they want him.
God.
So they're not even in Kong Knipple range. That's how low they are.
Yes, they are outside the Kong Knipple range.
So Blazers will pick 11th, and the story of the night is that both Dallas and San Antonio jumped into the top two spots. Utah and Washington fell to 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. So Dallas will pick first. Dallas, of Nico Harrison fame,
yeah.
Tell me the fix isn't in with them getting the number one pick.
Follow me on this. And I'm being dead serious. The conspiracy theory stuff normally doesn't really tickle me, but you make a trade that no one, and I mean no one in the NBA, can justify. A generational 25-year-old player coming off a season where he took you to the NBA Finals, and you trade him to the Los Angeles Lakers for seemingly no reason, and you don't open that trade up to anyone else, and you get a haul that no one can figure out how you traded him for so little. And they take all the flack in the world for it, and then just the next generational, by the way, white player. How about that? Luka, Dirk, and Cooper Flagg. They have some sort of magnet for the generational whites.
That's if they take Flagg.
If they take Flagg.
Nico may pass on Flagg.
Wouldn't that? They trade it for Giannis.
They actually could do that.
I suppose.
Now, that wouldn't be a bad play.
If you were trying to say, hey, we're in a win mode
but
now.
Knowing Nico, he'd trade it for $2 million in a freaking pallet of Diet Coke.
And then it just so happens with less than a 2% chance, you end up with the number one pick.
So what do you think happens? Is it?
And real quick, too. Adam Silver, in an interview, credited he just said a trade really helped us in the second half of the season to generate interest in a year where the ratings had been down.
So what happened? The NBA gave the Mavs the number one pick.
Yes.
Simply for making their little darling Lakers better.
Yes.
Okay, there's that. Perhaps they gave the Mavs the number one pick to make sure they stay in Dallas because the owner trading Luka signified that maybe they were tanking their team to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe the NBA is like, try tanking this.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Ainge tanked. We all know he tanked.
And he did a hell of a job with it. And they got fined for tanking.
And he didn't like that, or the NBA didn't like that, and they wanted to make sure that he didn't get number one.
Well, and
which conspiracy theory do you like the most?
I like the idea of helping out the Lakers and doing a solid and punishing the tanking teams, the Wizards. Because think about it, it was the Wizards, the Hornets, and the Jazz, which were all actively tanking.
Yeah, so wait, Dallas picks 1, San Antonio 2,
yes,
Philly 3, Charlotte 4, Utah 5, Washington 6.
So the three crappy teams that no one is interested in, regardless of whether they could get Cooper Flagg or not, and were actively tanking, are all punished by moving back in places that no one wants to see Cooper Flagg go. And just so happens that three teams that do have interesting players and have history all move up, and they're 1, 2, 3. I mean, I know it's not Cooper Flagg, but San Antonio is going to add in a very, very deep draft. They're going to add the second best player to Fox, Wemby, Castle, and now throw in, I don't know, Ron Harper's kid or Ace Bailey, whatever, you know, direction you want to go. And then Philly, who, again, has Maxi, Embiid, George. I know they're all hurt, but now you add a top three player to that. Yeah, it's very convenient.
Very
bizarre.
And by
very convenient, I mean suspicious.
Yeah, very suspicious.
This is the
David Stern would be proud of.
This is Aldo Rain. Yeah, we got a word for that kind of coincidence. It's called suspicious. It's just, this is not going to do the NBA any favors.
You think Stern, or,
in the land of public
not
opinion.
Not Stern, but Silver's like, oh my God.
Yes.
Now I got to answer all these questions.
100%. 100%.
So the Spurs pick 2 and 14. 13th pick will be Atlanta. Chicago picks 12. Blazers 11. Houston 10. Toronto 9. Brooklyn 8. And New Orleans picks 7.
Yeah. More importantly, get ready for the Blazers to grab. Let's look at... you're going to be in the, Derek Queen, he might be in that range, center from Maryland. Igor Demin, the shooting guard, 6'9", out of BYU. Right.
He do pay us the money.
That's Derek Queen.
Well, SGA went 11th.
Yeah.
But so did Myers Leonard.
Except SGA ended up being the MVP for a team not named the one that drafted him, number 11. Who's that? Is it the Kasperis guy, the big 6'6 guard out of Illinois?
Yeah.
Kasperitis or Kasperanius? Kasperanus?
Kasperanus.
Isn't that his name? I don't know.
I don't think it's Kasperanus.
I think it's
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
I do not believe it's Casperanus.
No.
I'm excited about Casperanus. That's like Kernelingus, the old Saturday Night Live sketch. But he's like a 6'6". I guess
it's Jocachonis is his last
name.
Jocachonis. Jocachonis.
I mean,
yeah, no J.
Look, either way, developmental player. So shocking development will push the can down the road like another 3 years. But
Kasparis
Jocachonis?
Jocachonis.
Yeah.
That's his name. So, I like him. Good shooter.
You know, someone like that, young, you know, 19, not 6'1", not 6'2".
All right. Well,
go with that.
By the way, I looked it up. So you were talking about Anthony Bennett and the Cavs getting back-to-back number one picks.
Yeah, and two of the most ass drafts of all time.
Well, I went back because I was asking the question, was there really anyone good after Anthony Bennett? Because I don't remember. I remember that draft just really sucking.
Like, the answer is no.
So yeah, the answer is no. Like, Victor Oladipo went number two, and he was fine. But, I mean, come on. Otto Porter, Cody Zeller, Alex Len, Nerlens Noel, Ben McLemore. Those are the top seven.
Yeesh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and he's a NBA role player.
Yeah, whatever.
Trey Burke, CJ McCollum, you may remember him. He played for the Blazers. Pretty good little player.
I was told he was so good there was no way we could possibly trade him.
And then Michael Carter-Williams, who I think won Rookie of the Year and then flamed out. Steven Adams went 12th that year.
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk, Shabazz Muhammad, and at 15, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We can officially say that draft was absolute ass because no one, and Giannis was years to come around.
And then Gobert went 27th.
Yeah.
But other than that.
And by the way, Cleveland the next year got the number one pick again. This is the one that was dealt for Kevin Love, which in hindsight, they don't do. But that was Andrew Wiggins, and that draft was also ass. Because after that, you got Embiid, although he...
No, you have Jabari Parker.
I know, I'm just saying, like, the next good player. Like, Embiid went 3 overall, sat out his rookie year, and then has been good, but also just injury-riddled. Like, Julius Randle was in that draft. Okay.
He's pretty good.
You got to go all the way down. The best player in that draft was Jokic at 41.
God.
Dude, they had the number one pick in back-to-back drafts that both sucked.
Isn't that crazy? And that's why it's just hard.
You never know.
It's just hard. You really don't know, because if you think about those two drafts, so the Cavs get the number one pick in back-to-back drafts, and the two best players by a landslide in those two drafts went 15th and 41st.
Yeah.
So how the hell are you going to freaking identify those guys?
And yet, well, you can't. Not when you're number one. Because if you're the number one pick, there's zero chance you look at a guy like Giannis and be like, well, I think that's who we're taking number one. But, you know, and then the year before that, you know, Anthony Davis is number one. So there's some years where you have really elite players at the top and some you don't. And then sometimes you get the number one pick and you have an elite player at the top and you don't take him. Like Kevin Durant.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a knife.
Is it?
It is.
I think it's true.
Well,
you had like a top 10
whatever
player in NBA history.
Still a knife.
You drafted
something, I would say.
Greg Oden.
Not you. You're supposed to be a Blazers apologist.
It's actually pretty neat.
Because I looked at that was a weird run because so Anthony Bennett, Wiggins, and then the next year after that, Karl Anthony Towns. That's
Cat.
Dude, that's 3 years in a row where the number one pick is like, eh. And then number two is D'Angelo Russell.
Ugh.
Dude, that there's a
D'Lo.
Best player in that draft was 13, Devin Booker.
It's very hard. Yeah. So really what you want to do.
And so this, it just so happens that this year is a draft where everyone's like, this is the one you want.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
I know, but it still ends up with the freaking Dallas Mavericks.
I think the proof here, or the lesson here, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pick 11th.
Myers Leonard?
He was 11th. Zach Collins was right around that range. Siege was around that range. Mm-hmm. Come on. Prove me wrong.
Can we get Kong Knipple?
Blazers didn't want number one. They wanted a number 11, and they got it.
I'm going to look up at the history of number 11 draft picks.
Well, like I said,
I'm looking at that right now.
SGA is one of them.
Miles Turner.
Hey!
Klay Thompson.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
JJ Redick.
Yeah. Are we onto something that the pick you want in the draft is indeed number 11? I'm waiting for the GM.
Domantas Sabonis.
It's not the GM, bro. What are we calling Cronin? I don't know. I'm just waiting for Corona to come out and
Milk Toast?
And tell me that
guys move on.
The pick that we really wanted was number 11.
This puts us in the range that we really wanted.
It's
right
the
here.
Sweet spot of our I think evaluation. It's really sexy. This is what we really want. Can't wait.
All right, we'll get to playoffs tonight coming up next. Here's Buck. All right, now for a segment titled Playoffs Tonight, where we have the Celtics, who shot 25 of 100 from three in the first two games of the series against the Knickerbockers.
And shockingly lost after two 20-point leads.
They are now 33 of 60 basically a game and a half since.
They shot 50% in a game three victory.
20 of 40.
They're up by 9 now with a couple minutes to play in the first half, and they are shooting a robust 54.5% from the three-point line.
Mm.
So, I mean...
Here we go.
Look, if you shoot that way...
They're going to win.
You're going to win, but if you're New York, I think what you're hoping is... Because the Knicks need to win this. If this goes back to Boston 2-2, it kind of feels like this is Boston series. If they can get it back to Boston up 3-1, if you're New York, you feel really good about it. And so I think if you get into the half and this thing is in single digits, let's say you're trailing by 8-9 points, if you're the Knicks, that's what you got to hold on to is we've drug them into deep water twice and they folded like a pair of twos. They can't shoot over 50% from behind the three-point line for two straight games. Run them off the three-point line and drag them into deep water. And if they, by the way, if they end up shooting 55%, what do? You tip your hat and walk away.
I think they can... And it actually seems that they are.
They are.
So
that is a.
That's why they're good.
We asked, how can you possibly shoot that poorly in the first two games? And now we're like, how can you shoot this well?
20 of 40 and 12 of 22, updating to 32 of 62 from three.
Tatum, 4 of 6. Horford's 1 of 2. Derek White, 4 of 5. Brown, 2 of 5. Pritchard, 1 of 2.
So they are now 57 of 162.
Yeah.
They've shot 162 threes.
Good Lord.
In that series. And it's game four. It's not even halftime of game four. God!
Well, none on the
I
other
hate
hand.
The Celtics.
Over the weekend, Golden State had a real chance, and letting that game go.
Our Warriors. Sorry, Buck.
That was the one. That's it.
Yeah.
They had it. You got a huge performance from playoff Jimmy.
Their defense has been great. They just don't have enough dudes without
Kuminga decided to show up for the first time in years, and it was right there. And it felt like when they let that one get away, that's the end all.
What's up with the Kuminga thing? So he basically got rendered useless.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he has struggled. I mean, the long of the short is he has struggled to play the way that benefits the team. He is always in a hurry. He's always looking to score first. He's never been able to play in a system. He doesn't give the ball up. He's one of those dudes who just oozes talent, but he's never learned how to play the game.
Isn't that the entire NBA?
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Yeah. If you're Golden State, right, you came off the weird, obviously the dominant run. You ended up winning one more with Steph and Clay. And then it looked like you had the phenomenal building blocks of a second run, right? You ended up with, was it the number two overall pick?
Yeah, James Wiseman was the number two pick.
You get James Wiseman, and then you had Jordan Poole, and you had Kuminga. And at one point, those three were like, holy crap. This is the trio.
They could just keep this thing going, yeah.
This is the trio to keep this thing going.
That didn't age very well.
No, it did not. But at one, this is how silly sports can be. At one point, you looked at that and were like, my God, this dynasty is about to turn over and go on another run.
The rest of the league should quake with fear at Kuminga, Poole, and James Wiseman.
Oh my God, think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That was, by the way, that was a real
conversation. It looked good for a minute.
Yeah.
And now it's Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. And Kuminga still.
What if I told you that? Yeah, I guess Kuminga's still there. But what if I told you when that hit, I'm like, hey, dude, in a couple years, the Warriors are going to go on a run, and it's going to be, and Kuminga's going to be not even playing.
No.
The other two guys are off the team somewhere else, it's going to be Jimmy Butler.
Butler was probably in the middle of melting down on another team.
The NBA is so drunk.
Yeah, and then Draymond would be getting tentacles and telling people that he's not an angry black man. By the way, Draymond, nice meltdown, and then you went out and had, what, 4 points?
And a foul-out game.
Yeah. I think it was. Wait, I'm sorry. After freaking out and yelling at everyone, He had, in a game that you could have won, you fouled out and you had 2 points and you attempted 4 field goals. Come on.
Yeah, but he's not angry.
He's not angry.
By the way, he knew the point spread. Did you see that?
Yeah.
At the end of the game.
It appears that he is telling people what the spread is and they hit a meaningless three.
Yeah, at the end of the game, the spread on the game was 5, the Warriors plus 5.5.
Yeah.
And he can be seen very clearly mouthing the spread being 5.5 to his teammates as they took the court for the final possession. Because it didn't matter. The game was over. And they hit a three to cover the spread.
Yeah, so the question is, why does he care? Why is he telling anybody?
Probably because he bet on it.
Well, wouldn't that be a story?
Yeah.
Look.
It would.
It's certain, unless I'm no lip reading expert. It certainly appears that he is telling someone that the spread is 5.5.
Oh, no, I think he is telling someone that. I'm just asking why he cares so much. Like,
exactly.
What's the incentive of telling
someone? Well, what do you think? Come on, Buckley.
I think he's dumb. I don't think he's dumb enough to bet on the games.
You think it's just like a folksy thing that the games are? He's like, hey, guys, by the way, the spread's 5.5.
I don't know.
I think he knows it because he's, well, I just put it this way. He's smart enough to make it so they can't catch him. How about that?
Well, he wouldn't bet. It would be, you know,
somebody in his circle.
That's what I mean. Like, they ain't going to catch him. But he knows the spread. Why else would you know the spread?
Although you'd think if you knew the spread we're trying to cover, you'd also try to not get kicked out of the game.
That's fair.
Yeah, but when Steph's playing, he doesn't want to play. Don't you know that?
That's true. That's what they say.
He will not play if Steph isn't playing.
He frequently gets ejected and or fouls out or gets flagranted out if his running mate isn't there.
In the other two series, the Thunder and Nuggies is getting good.
Yeah. Boy, and this is an upset because I really thought after the game one disaster and then the Thunder beat them by 40, I thought that was it. Like they gacked away game one. They're about to dominate and they're just that much better than Denver. Denver goes out and wins game three and then damn near pulled out game four. We got a old fashioned slugfest here.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, yeah, game three, right?
Yeah.
The overtime game?
Yeah.
No, they just won, though. That was game four.
No, game three was the overtime that Denver won.
Oh.
And then they ground out a big... The Oklahoma City ended up winning a very hard-fought game four. Now the series is 2-2.
Mm, I thought it was the other way around. I thought I just watched that overtime game. When was that? Was that Friday?
The overtime game was Friday.
Friday.
Mm, so they must have played yesterday? Did
yes,
I miss that
that's
game?
Correct.
Yeah, I totally missed
it. So the Thunder won game four, 92-87. And then Friday, that was the 104-113 overtime win with the Nuggies.
That's the one I saw.
And they were up 2-1.
They were up 2-1, okay.
And so now it's 2-2, and it looks like we got an old-fashioned slobber knocker. And the weird thing is, Jokic isn't playing well.
No.
Denver's in this series 2-2, and outside of game one, which was like the end-all, the be-all, he had like 42-22? It's just something ridiculous. He has not played very well, and Denver damn near was up 3-1 in this series.
Oklahoma City's still a big favorite in that series. They're minus 525.
Jeez. Yeah. Just at that money, I would... What's Denver?
Denver's plus 400.
Oh, tasty.
I think you lay a little something on Denver and the idea of...
Yeah.
Dude,
Championship
pedigree, and you would think...
Versus youth.
You would think that Jokic pulls his head out of his ass here and is good for at least one more of those 40-plus games.
It's a three-game series now. You got to think at least one out of four times they come back and do that. Maybe more. I like those odds.
What's wild is the Cavs are down 3-1 and their odds are at plus 265. And that's with Donovan Mitchell game-time decision.
The Cavaliers are beyond cooked.
Yeah, they're only plus 275 to win the series.
They're all beat up. They're injured. Now Mitchell's down. And when was the last time you saw an ass-kicking the way that Indiana lay? I mean, that's an all-timer. That's an embarrassment.
Fire
he scored
the coach.
80 points in the first half.
Oh, wait, he's coach of the year.
80 points in a half. They're up by 41, 43 at the half, something like that.
Weren't they on pace for the most points? Or no, that was at Oklahoma City, that game they demolished Denver.
Yeah.
Didn't they score like 87 in the first half?
I'd have to go back. I'll go back and look. But Indiana, I'm looking here. Indiana had 80. They had 80 points at the half.
My Pacers?
Your Pacers. I'll see what the Thunder had in that.
What?
In that beatdown of Denver.
I think it was 87. Anyway,
Right there.
Is playoffs tonight. Thank you.
What about hockey talk?
Maybe next. But probably not. We'll hit the text line when we come back on The Fan. All right, well, the Blazers will pick 11th in the NBA draft. That was determined today by the NBA draft lottery. And the stupid Mavericks will pick number one.
The Mavericks, Spurs, and Sixers draft 1, 2, 3. Meanwhile, the Hornets, Wizards, and Jazz do not. Coincidence?
I think not. Seems and we're not even conspiracy theorists.
No, I'm just saying that legitimately seems
yes,
weird.
It is weird.
A once-in-a-lifetime trade that no one can make sense of. Talk of maybe trying to force their way out of Dallas to Vegas. Silver talks about how great the trade was for the NBA because it helped stabilize ratings in a down year. And then with less than a 2% chance, you get a generational player in Cooper Flagg. Meanwhile, San Antonio and Philly go right behind you. I mean, it's just, it's if it's a coincidence, and it probably is, it's a very suspicious coincidence.
So I just watched that Dan Lanning pool video.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I think when you're Lanning, you just sort of have to do that.
Yes.
That's just part of recruiting.
Yeah. If the kid wants to cannonball into the pool, you cannonball into the pool.
But I have a lot of problems here. One, it's a dumb video.
Yes.
Two, but I, you know, I it's like I said, Lanning just kind of has to play along. And he did it with, you know, with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. You have no choice.
You got to respect.
Yeah.
Can I talk about, okay, so that pool, so this kid's name's Richard Wesley.
Yeah.
There are other people. They put a couple of girls in the shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that, but there's a couple of hots sitting over there. It's an overcast day. It's not sunny.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of hots sitting there. So the pool, it's, you know, there's other people at the pool, mm-hmm. which is a very nice pool.
Where is this pool?
I don't know.
The kid's from Southern California.
There's a jumbotron in the background.
He's watching
the pool.
Football. Oh, you know, there's a couple of hots on the other side too, now that I'm looking at it. But anyway, can I? He is.
You
can.
Go for it.
Well, he's in his compression shorts.
It's weird.
Like, that to me is underwear. Am I right?
Well,
so
he's in a version of spandex.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's using them as swim trunks, but is that a thing?
I think it is with athletes when they're working out and stuff, but.
But there's other people there.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
It's strange. And he has. I don't know what is on his compression shorts, but it's in the crotchal area. It's strange.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a. I'm
this is someone's facility somewhere. Is this his high school? I'm trying to Simpruder this film. Yeah, I don't know.
Put
this
on
is.
Some trunks, bro.
Eh, well,
you know what I'm saying.
My man thinks a lot of himself, and you know, hey, to each their own. I do appreciate that Lanning. I think is that Ghostface from Scream that's on his crotch?
Maybe.
I don't know. Let me zoom in.
I think he may have Ghostface on his crotch.
It probably is the facilities there because it is a private SoCal prep school. So
yeah.
That's you're telling me that's a high school facility?
I don't know if it is.
That's nice.
But
damn,
private prep school, it might be.
I like it.
Look, I'm with you. The whole video is weird.
It's not good.
I guarantee Lanning was uncomfortable with it, but what are you going to do? The kid's a 5-star edge rusher, and he wants you to jump in the pool and in his weird ghost crotch.
Now, the Ducks had just previously missed out on two other 5-stars, that quarterback Jared Curtis and then the other kid that flipped to, I think it was Ohio State. Does Lanning only agree to this because he missed on those other two guys, or
no,
does he do it regardless?
I think when a 5-star wants you to jump in the pool, you jump in the pool. I also don't think you can tell a 5-star kid to put... Clearly, that guy thinks that he is God's gift to football and women, and he wants to show off his hot bod. You can't tell that kid to put on pants.
But you can take off your shirt and throw me. You can show off your hot bod with swim trunks on.
No. Not
take off your shorts and dunk me.
You may show off your hot bod, but you can't show off the ghost face package.
I'm being serious. What happens if we have a pool party and I show up with that? And I just take off my clothes and just jump in the pool with that.
I'll tell you right now, what happens is you bring the heat and you immediately own that pool party.
I mean,
I...
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
I'm coming hard.
Now,
that might even be a crime if I do it.
I will say, in football, when you're getting in the cold pool hot tub... That is in facilities where you are in the locker room. That is a common thing.
And that's what I've seen.
I have never seen.
He's at a public. Well, I mean,
unless he's in his locker room.
But there's girls in bikinis.
Yeah, there's hots out there.
So that's not, they're not in a uniform. They're just in bikinis. I have never in my life seen someone wear those because those are kind of see-through. I've never seen someone wear those as shorts out at a an outdoor
place. The text line says they're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. Oh, wait.
Well.
Hey, look, man.
Hey, man, whatever you got
to
do.
That's right. The kid wants to get on the gram with his little shorts.
Oh, now the text line is saying the kid was visiting Eugene over the weekend, so they think that video is someplace in Eugene.
I will say, it looks more Eugene-y than Southern Cal in terms
just
of like...
Just because it's gray?
Well, just that and the trees.
Oh. Like, then it looks like a multi-million dollar setup.
Yeah, what other pool have you seen has a video board like that?
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the Circa.
I don't know where this is at, but it's very, very nice.
I think that's in Oregon.
It's probably, I mean, maybe that's part of Oregon's facilities.
Yeah. It kind of looks that way. I mean, Lanning's there.
Yeah. This would make sense that this is part of their facility. Because there's like, you know, I don't know, man.
Where'd they get the hots, though? See what I did there?
Look.
Was that bad?
Of all the dumb videos that I've seen high school kids do for recruitment, that's not even in the top five.
No, it's not. It's just...
It's a little awkward.
Just weird. Okay, now we have to go. We have to go.
Do we?
Coming up next...
Yeah, we do.
We have the worst Mother's Day gifts.
And Rob takes off his pants and reveals just spandex.
Take off your shorts and dunk me. And did UCLA just cure baldness?
Whatever.
That's coming up next. Club 1080 on The Fan.